It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's over there going with Switzerland, but this may be maybe wrong. Anyway, she'll tell us in a second. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well. Thank you so much. Yes, a couple days more in Switzerland with some update on our topic from last week. With the captain Carola Rackete in Sicily, on the island of Lampedusa, more exactly. Then I have also something interesting from France, and something sad but very interesting as well from Germany. So let's begin with some update. The famous Carola Rackete, the captain who had been arrested for bringing her ship into the harbor of Lampedusa with about 50 immigrants on it, asylum seekers, obviously, has been released. The judge decided that she cannot be kept into captivity. I think it was also a lot of the pressure of the public opinion, if you ask me, because it's not so that the captain is now completely free of everything, as certain things will be investigated further, like, for example, the fact that by doing what she did, she helped immigrants coming to Italy without really taking care of the law of the country. And this is how I'm going to finish this update. A few days after the release of the captain, she was still very much on the headlines because there were these two camps between the one thinking that when you save lives, when someone saves life, one cannot talk about criminality. It is a duty to save life, basically. And the other camp saying that it is a complete a paradox that she dares to do that in Italy as a German citizen, get so much support in Germany, while they think that if she would have broken so many laws in her own country, it would obviously not have gone that smooth. So this is more or less the two positions. And I think it's interesting in the sense that now a few other boats are also waiting to enter the Italian waters. And they maybe feel a little bit encouraged with what happened to her because of the incredible support that she got. So it's definitely a story to follow up. Then I wanted to also quickly mention a new law that has been introduced in France, which makes a lot of sense considering the huge impact of the climate activists in all of Europe since a few months. So France is introducing, as of 2020, if I'm not wrong, a tax on flights. It's going to be between €1.50 to €18. Depending on the destination and on the class that one is flying. It's going to be valid for all flights that start from France. And the money, which is evaluated at the moment to 180 million, that will be available, will be there to support basically public transportation and very much the train system, which is one that is become increasingly important for climate activists. As we all know by now, there is this fly shame wave where many people are trying to take the train whenever possible instead of flying on distances that are not too big. This tax on flights is a topic, as a matter of fact, in every country. France is just going ahead with it. It's also a topic in Switzerland. The prices are much more expensive. That was, I heard it was between 30 and 50 francs, which is definitely much more than in the rest of Europe. But while this project had been refused the first time, it has a big chance to be accepted in the next round, again, because of public opinion, because of many people, and not only really very adamant activists, but also very regular people who think that it's fine to fly if there is no other way, but it's also a very good idea to have a tax on it that could then be used to develop other ways of transportation that are more environmentally friendly. So that would be for France. And then the a very serious subject that could almost be ignored, because I know that it happens every minute in every part of the world, and it's the rape of a woman in Germany. The place is called Mülheim, and the woman was 18, and the men, she was raped by five men. And this is why I decided to talk about this. When I say men, it's a very large sense of the word, because they were between 12 and 14 years old. That is, actually, those are children. At the most, they are teenagers, but they are children. The two young children that are 12 cannot anyway be judged. They are considered children by law. And the one who are 14 are also very young, so it's going to be anyway different as for men. And I was just absolutely surprised to hear the age, because we are living a time where there is so much that is being done and said and discussed about sexuality, about this missing respect for women, and this culture of rape in all over the world. And it is, in that sense, very surprising to see that, even though it is so much talked about, even though so many people are busy trying to educate children in a way that would make equality real equality, it really seems that it's going to take some time, because it's difficult to accept. I feel that children already with 12 feel that it's completely all right to rape an 18-year-old girl and tape it. So these are not speculation. They filmed the scene. So it's a done fact. There are, of course, many explanations for that, and some people are saying one has to be much stricter, and these kids have to be punished heavily in order to understand what they did. And there is the other side who says children in that age can be saved because they are not finished products, to say it in a very simple way. They are able to evolve if they are given the opportunity and the right education to understand what they did and to become better, basically. I'm not sure that the victim would really understand that, but there is something about group dynamic that has to be explained. There is this feeling of power. Very often also children that act this way do come from backgrounds where there is a certain feeling that men have to act in a certain way for power, for being frustrated eventually, for all sorts of reasons. Everything is possible, and one would have to, of course, know them and know where they are coming from. But it is undeniable that it is absolutely incredible that in our time, in 2019, with all the efforts that are put into those subjects, women still cannot be feeling safe coming back late at night.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.